sit jou hand voor jou mond, sê die hoender vir die hond, sê die aap vir die skaap, as jy slaap, as jy slaap.
I really need to start paying more attention to the Afrikaans community and their culture, because this apparently is a song that they teach Afrikaans kids in kindergarten when they yawn. And you know, when you yawn, you're supposed to put your hand in front of your mouth, and to make it easier for the kids to remember this, there's a song that they've taught the kids. I didn't know this. But yet again, there's a lot of things about the Afrikaners and the community that I didn't know about. I mean, it turns out everything I was told growing up is all false. It's all false. And it's been debunked by the producer of the show, Natasha, who is Afrikaans or grew up in an Afrikaans family. You know, I always thought the reason why Afrikaners love wearing no shoes is because apparently, this is what I was told by my parents, apparently when the kids are little, the parents make the kids walk on hot ashes, and that's why Afrikaans people can walk barefoot on the street with glass and thorns and everything, because they don't feel it. I was so wrong. It's been debunked by producer Natasha. Gosh, there's so many things I need to learn about the Afrikaans community. You know, I just before the show started, I made the best mocha in the canteen that we have here at Amsterdam Lab, and it just brought back memories of when I used to be a barista a long time ago. In fact, that's probably the only job I actually enjoyed doing before I started a career on radio. I don't know why I enjoyed it. I mean, I didn't enjoy the customer aspect of it, and customers being assholes and just horrible. But there was something about it that I really enjoyed. And I made the best mocha. I bought some Belgium chocolates from the Albert Heijn that we have here by the train station, and I put the chocolates in the cup, and I pressed the double espresso, and the hot coffee melted all the chocolates, and you stir the chocolate, and that's how you make a mocha. Well, that's how Starbucks makes a mocha. That's the idea of a mocha. But I was one of those baristas where I did so many horrible things to customers' orders that they didn't know. But it's because they were horrible to me. Don't be horrible to us. You know, at the end of the day, we're standing in front of a hot machine. The last thing we want is some office worker dictating their order to us. And you know what I used to do? I used to, if someone was really horrible to me, I wouldn't empty the old coffee into the bin. I would use it. But obviously you don't see this because I'm standing in front of the machine. So technically I'm covering the machine, so you can't see what I'm doing. So if someone was horrible to me, I would just reuse that coffee that was used for another order, or I would give them decaffeinated coffee, or used to give a lot of soya milk to people, and I think there's one occasion. Some horrible customer was bitching about something. You know, customers usually do this. I think a coffee shop is the only place where they can bitch. So I can't remember exactly what it was they were bitching about, but they were barking at me and they were lactose intolerant. So I gave them real milk. And obviously, you know, to identify that it's a soya drink or a decaffeinated drink or whatever, you have to put a sticker on there. And so, yeah, here you go. And I purposely gave them a full milk, whole milk, whatever it was, cappuccino or latte or whatever it was, just because they pissed me off and they were horrible to me. So I don't think that person had a really nice day. But don't be horrible to not just me, but people who are working in coffee shops. I mean, you see frequently now, you know, Starbucks. I mean, there was a story the other day of a Starbucks employee getting fired because some customer gave some ridiculous order to this poor barista to make. I mean, Starbucks kind of have themselves to blame because Starbucks created this whole fantasy of making your own drink. So they have themselves to blame. But what they forget is that it's the barista who has to put up with these ridiculous fantasies of customers. I feel so sorry for them. I mean, you know, that's just one instance, but there's been other instances of Starbucks baristas putting videos up of the order of the receipt, and the receipt is like a Christmas list. You know, don't make their lives difficult. Just order a simple coffee. Anyway, now a lot of people want me to talk about the events that happened this week, and gosh, what a week it's been. But I think the biggest news headline to come out of this week was that of the UK finally admitting that they can't actually win a war without America. I'm so relieved. I honestly, when I heard that news, I was relieved. Kind of like when Bill Clinton finally admitted he banged Monica Lewinsky. I was like, whew, he's done it. He's admitted it. I mean, that's all we wanted, because we all knew that. We all knew and we all know that the UK cannot win any war without America. We all know that. Even America knows that. And this week, because of, you know, the events that happened in Afghanistan that still are happening in Afghanistan with the Taliban, it's been in the news. And the UK has finally admitted that, listen, we can't actually win a war without America. I am so relieved that that has happened. Honestly, it's the best news ever. In fact, that they deserve a round of applause for admitting that. That's been the best news to come out of this week. Look, I'm not going to talk about, you know, the events that have happened this week, just because, you know, it's been well documented in the news. I mean, there's been some horrible videos surfacing online of, you know, people clinging onto aeroplanes, and people falling down, or people falling off onto the floor. Horrible, sad things. And of course, you know, there are political parties that have clinged and jumped onto this news. I mean, there was I saw a tweet earlier this week of some Republican nominee for Florida. And I can't remember exactly what the tweet said, but I saw the video because she posted this video. And basically, she managed to put the voice of Kamala Harris, who's the vice president of America. And you know, the day that the results were released of the U.S. election, and there's that video of Kamala Harris speaking to Joe Biden on the phone, and she was like, "We did it, Joe. We did it." Well, she used that clip on this video, on this particular video of people falling down from the airplane, and it's really sad. I'm not going to go into too much detail because it's disgusting behavior from a human, but you can just imagine the words, those words, and just picture that. Horrible, horrible. And of course, political parties will jump onto this because they know this is bad news for the West. And there's a lot of these people who will just believe anything political parties will say. Anything and everything. So I'm not going to talk about this or about that on the show today, just because, you know, it's horrible what's been happening. There's governments are not doing enough to help Afghan nationals to get out, and it's just one big mess. It's really sad. So I'm not going to talk about it on tonight's show. It's, you know, it's been well documented, and I'm not going to waste tonight's energy on that. Now, Angry Greta has been in the news this week, and well, she's angry that Boris Johnson lied about publishing figures that the UK released or published from its CO2 emissions this week. And she's very, very upset.
How dare you? Mm. You have stolen my dreams.
She's very, very upset. And do you want to know what Boris Johnson had to say about this?
Their economic policy is, and I quote, Mr. Speaker, by your leave, shit or bust.
Mm. So, of course, Greta Thunberg took, you know, offense to this.
How dare you?
She's very offended. Yes, listen to her.
You have stolen my dreams.
And something like this is just not going to go away. In fact, by the end of this decade, the world is going to be 1.5 degrees hotter than it already is. And we are going to see everything that we've been seeing in the past months of flooding and heat waves and all of that, that's just going to be normal. And that's not me telling you this. That's not scientists telling you this. That's just what's going to be happening in 10 years' time from now. So, yeah. I think it's a little bit too little too late. But anyway, I'm not a scientist. But anyway. Now, listen to this. Now, the best penis size, right, to make an orgasm has been revealed, right? Now, men, listen to this. Females, take notes of this, because this is for both parties. Now, for ages, penises were told size matters, and men were told size matters. And well, it seems neither is the case, because a survey has found exactly what size penis makes more women orgasm. And it turns out size does matter, but bigger is not necessarily better. Apparently. Now, According to a survey that was released this week, the average erect penis varies from around 13 centimeters to 18 centimeters, or 5 inches to 7 inches. And One Big Dating, which released this survey, they surveyed 4,761 women across their entire dating network. And this includes general dating, by the way. And, they asked women, you know, just this question. How big was the penis? And did you orgasm by penetration? Well, apparently, women said that the... It's actually got to do with the thickness of the penis, not the size. You see, so that guy in where, I think it was in England, who has what, an 18-inch penis? I think it was, or he has a 19-inch penis or whatever. Don't ask me how he walks with that around his legs or next to it, dangling. But apparently it's not, it hasn't got to do with the size. It's actually the thickness that makes females orgasm. You see, men? Take notes, women and men, take notes. It's not the size, it's the thickness. So, the next time you want to make a female orgasm, just, you know, hope that your penis is thick enough, and hope that you can penetrate orgasmly by your thickness. Now, sticking with this subject, this is by the Huffington Post, and this is how many times a year women masturbate compared to men. Now, apparently, this was Huffington Post UK, so I don't know how many times men in the Netherlands or in Germany or in America or wherever you listen to this podcast, I don't know how many times you masturbate. But apparently men in the UK masturbate on average 174 times a year. Now, globally, according to the Huffington Post, men tend to masturbate 140 times a year or 2.5 times a week. Whereas women masturbate on average 53 times a year, which is about once a week. And this means that the global orgasm gap is at 62%. 62%. So clearly women, you know, have other things on their mind or maybe just prefer having sex. Either way, it's lacking behind behind men. Now, the stigma surrounding female pleasure seems to be holding a lot of women back. And... basically, according to these women who were surveyed by the Huffington Post, majority of women, the reason why the majority of women don't masturbate a lot is because of childcare and home responsibilities. So as I said, obviously females have more things to do and more stuff on their hands, so to speak, and therefore have less time to masturbate or to pleasure themselves. Now, the survey surveyed 14,500 women from 17 countries. And the result suggests that women in the US are masturbating most frequently, whilst the orgasm gap is largest in Japan. The UK has one of the biggest gaps, sitting in 13th place out of 17 countries for women. Now, this means that the current masturbation gap in the UK stands at 66%, which is down 76% from last year. So obviously, last year, a lot of people had time on their hands. I mean, what else were you going to do? I mean, I think even Pornhub was offering monthly free subscriptions. So a lot of people had time on their hands last year. Now, the result of this means that this year's National Equal Masturbation Day, which takes place on the 29th of August, so next week, make a note in your diary, by the way. This is the only day where you can masturbate. Well, you have the right to masturbate wherever you want because there's a national holiday for it. There's a national day celebrating masturbating. And it's on August the 29th. So make a note of that. Put it in your diary. Make a note of this. So there you go. Apparently, women masturbate less than men do. Which is probably no surprise there, because I generally do think men do find more time to masturbate than women. So if I were a female, I wouldn't be too shocked about this result or too ashamed by this survey, because you clearly just have more time on your hands than men. I've had quite a productive week. I managed to change my bank. I joined what's that bank called? ABN Amaro. Because I was with Rabobank, and you see the thing with Rabobank is I never wanted to join Rabobank and to start with, but because I didn't do proper research, and the people I was staying with at the time, they were all with Rabobank, and they said, oh, join Rabobank, it's a really good bank. And I said, okay, fine, and I joined them, and it's just banking with them is like banking in the dark ages. And especially, and people who have Rabobank will know what I mean. You can't do any online transaction without having to use that stupid barcode scanner thing that you have to insert your card with. That stupid QR thing. And you have to use this or else you can't make an online transaction. It's the most dumbest thing I've ever seen. I get the logic behind it. But if you need to make an online transaction very quickly and you aren't within the vicinity of using it, it's just really annoying. And then you have to wait until you get home, and it's just a bang from the dark ages. And I'm very happy I managed to switch everything over to this current bank now, and I'm really happy about that. I'm really happy about that. I don't think Rabobank is too pleased with that. In fact, this is what they said.
How dare you? You have stolen my dreams.
You know what? I think that we should to cheer Greta up, I think we should sing a song. Should we sing a song? Let's cheer angry Greta up.
Sit your hand for your mond, say the hooner for your hond, say the aap for your skaap, as you slap, as you slap.
There we go. And a lot of people are probably thinking, why aren't I singing? Well, it's because I can't speak Afrikaans. I am a major disappointment in my country. I mean, I can barely grasp Afrikaans. I don't like watching rugby. In fact, I hate rugby. I'm such a disappointment to my country. I really need to learn at least basic Afrikaans. I mean, by the way, a lot of people got in touch from last week's show because, you know, I had a guest on. I forgot what his name was, but I had a guest on from Virginia in America. From America, and a lot of people were saying that he just sounded very dead. And when I listened back to the podcast, I noticed it. So I'll make sure that my next guest knows how to read and write next time. It's so strange because, you know, when I spoke to him the previous day, just to make sure that he was still, in, you know, on board to come on the show, and, you know, I did a sound check with him because, you know, if when you connect with people via the internet, you got to make sure that things are working properly and all of that. And a completely different guy from who I spoke to on the show. I mean, some people said they wanted to bash their head against the wall because he just had nothing interesting to say, or he didn't want to comment on anything. And so next time I have a guest on the show, and trust me, there will be some guests. We've got quite a few guests lined up on the show in the coming weeks. I'll make sure they know how to read and write before they come on the show. All right. Shall we get into some news? I think you know, there's been quite a lot that's happened in the world, apart from, you know, the Taliban. Apart from the Taliban taking over Afghanistan. And by the way, I think, you know, speaking of the Taliban, I think, you know what they need? Someone needs to show them OnlyFans. And very quickly, actually, because, you know, OnlyFans is going to shut down, or they're going to block sexually explicit pictures and videos from October. Someone needs to show the Taliban this website, because that's what the Taliban need. They just need to see some underwear or a picture of boobs. That's what they need. Someone needs to show them an OnlyFans website and a picture of a naked woman. Which doesn't have to be completely naked. We can even comply with their ridiculous law. They can be semi-clothed, so they can they can cover the vagina area with panties, but just show some breasts, some tits. Show them that. I'm pretty sure they'll erase whatever is written on their flag. And by the way, I've tried this whole week to figure out what is written on their flag, but every website that has that new flag of the Taliban, it just says censored. So I don't know what is written on that flag, but they will erase whatever is on that flag, and just put like, they'll just draw what every other guy from the world does when you give them a pen. You know, they draw balls and a penis, and sometimes they'll draw a bit of squirting that comes out of the penis, out of the head. But that's all the Taliban needs. So someone from Afghanistan, or someone who knows the Taliban, send them a telegraph message, because the Taliban uses telegraph, which is, or telegram, what am I saying, telegraph? They use telegram, that messaging application. Which is why I stay far away from that application. Someone needs to message them on Telegram and show them a link to OnlyFans, but very quickly before they shut down the website. Show them a picture of some tits. You know, we can comply with their ridiculous law. So just show them the tits. Don't worry about the genital area. I'll tell you now, they go, and they'll change everything that's on that flag. And they'll just draw some balls and a penis and maybe some squirting. That's the answer. That's all they need. I'm telling you now, those men, they've done it to themselves. They've done it to themselves, because that's why they're so angry, the Taliban, is because in order to become a member of the Taliban, you're not allowed to sleep with women. You can't see naked women. They've done it to themselves. They've got only themselves to blame. Nobody else. So someone who's listening and you have access to the Telegram app and you know the Taliban, send them a message with the link to OnlyFans and get them, you know, get their minds cleared. And then that masturbation gap will go will increase because that's all they'll be doing. That's the only shooting they're going to be doing in the coming months. It's not their rifles. Only shooting is going to come from their penis. So that's the solution to the Taliban. That's what they need to do. Someone, come on, someone who was listening. And by the way, we've got listeners from Bangladesh. Quite a high percentage of people who listen to us from Bangladesh. So someone from Bangladesh, I'm sure someone in Bangladesh knows the Taliban. Send them a message on Telegram. Come on. Send them a link to OnlyFans. But be quick. Come on. Chop, chop. Wake the Taliban up. Show them a picture of some breasts. You'll see whatever's on that flag, they'll erase. And probably they'll change completely. All right. Now, the news. Now, almost half of the world's 2.2 billion children are already, listen to this, extremely high risk, should I say, from the impacts of the climate crisis and pollution. And that's according to UNICEF. And what are politicians going to do about this? That's right. Nothing. 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 The dang, dang, dang. In fact, that's them reacting to this news right now. Because, you know, why would they care about the climate? Give them one good reason why they should care about the climate. Hmm? When they're making such a big fuss about bringing Taliban. We don't want that, yeah? But bringing Afghans over to Europe and America. The global climate crisis is the least of their worry. Now, the UN has warned that the Taliban are going door to door to find out if people like them. But the Taliban has insisted that there will be no revenge should people say no. OnlyFans, as you already know and heard, says it will block sexually explicit photos and videos from October, but says Prince Andrew and R. Kelly are still allowed on their platforms to publish their collection of upon thousands of videos of photos of little girls that they've accumulated over the years in return for tips or monthly donations. Or in R. Kelly's case, to be able to afford his jail bail. Zambia has announced on Monday, or they announced on Monday, should I say, that the presidential election was won by Hakainde Hichilema. Well, he defeated President Edgar Lungu by more than a million votes. However, Lungu disputes the fairness of the election, claiming that his Patriotic Front Party members had been given some kind of fizzy drink and therefore weren't able to properly rig the electorate with votes of dead Zambians. Touché. And finally, a woman in Florida died after being shot by her toddler whilst on a Zoom call. Florida police say an adult left a loaded gun in the apartment unsecured and the toddler found it. Now make out whatever you want to think of that. But that is some crazy news, that's for sure. Now, I'm finding it difficult to find a place to stay. Because the place I'm currently staying at now, well, the contract is coming to an end, and the landlord's just being an arsehole, and they're not bothering. He doesn't want to bother to renew it. And you see, the thing is, I'm very difficult to live with, and this is the thing. I am extremely difficult to live with because, you know, I don't like partying on Fridays, and I don't like partying on Saturdays, and I don't want to entertain people on Friday nights. Not every Friday night and not every Saturday night. Yes, I enjoy entertaining people, but not every week. And, you know, anyone who is renting or looking for a place to rent in Amsterdam knows that in Amsterdam it's notoriously difficult for finding a place to stay. Well, good news, everybody. I have some good news for you. Hello Housemate aims to match you with people in your search for housing and housemates, and serves as a trustworthy community by and for real people. That's right. No brokers and no spammers. So whether you're looking for a new place to call home, a housemate to share your flat with, or a tenant for your room or apartment, Hello Housemate is here to help. And you can connect with other house seekers and listers in the Amsterdam area today by becoming part of the housing community. You can request your free membership on their website, hellohousemate.nl, and join the community of like-minded housemates, tenants, and landlords. That website again, hellohousemate.nl. All right, everybody, have yourselves a terrific weekend. And I'll be back, or we'll be back. Natasha will be back next week. She's still on holiday. I thought she'd be back this week, but obviously I'm terrible at keeping track of things, which is why I have a producer.
Put your loving hand out, baby.
The ghost of Amy Winehouse.
Zombie.
To haunt us. Have yourselves a terrific weekend, and I'll be back next week.
I'm begging you to put your love.